This is Fresh Air. In 2005, jazz composer and French horn player Tom Varner left New York for Seattle, where he put together a 9-piece band of local players. Their new album is out, and jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Varner can really write, and this band can really play.
Tom Varner's Seattle Blues, channeling Charles Mingus for a second, from the album Nine Surprises. Varner's No Net, with its 3 brass, 4 reeds, and 2 rhythm, is expansive but lighter than a big band. There's no piano, for one thing. It boasts some very good soloists, like trumpeter Thomas Marion. Phil Sparks on bass and Byron Vannoy on drums. Tom Varner gives his soloists room to stretch, but keeps some for himself. He's been one of jazz's top French horn players since the 80s, when there are finally enough good ones to count. Varner has great control and a punchy, swinging beat. His sound's forceful enough to stand up to all those other horns. As composer, Tom Varner likes that bluesy, churchy call and response. He also likes music that unfolds in layers. Most of his album Nine Surprises is a long suite whose main theme splits 7 horns into 3 strata. Tom Varner's writing is a bit like Shaker furniture, sturdy and well-crafted with clean lines and details that rhyme from piece to piece. He once said he's looking to construct a big picture with lots of little pictures in it. In his Nine Surprises suite, that march keeps coming back transformed, as in a ghostly variation with clarinet in the lead. Steve Tressler on clarinet. Tom Varner wrote thematically rich music for his New York small groups, so his Seattle band's expanded palette is a logical next step. He writes some beautiful wrong note harmonies in clashing colors, sometimes so dense you may hear instruments that aren't there, like a phantom mandolin briefly heard on Spackle. Thank you. project like Nine Surprises calls for players resourceful and well-drilled enough to breeze through tricky writing and flesh it out on the fly. Players who can sound as tight or smeary as they need to be. Tom Varner's charts make them sound good, and they return the favor. But then half of being a really good band leader is having the really good band.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Nine Surprises by the Tom Varner Nonet. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Deflategate got interesting today. The head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, said he was shocked to hear reports that footballs may have been illegally deflated in last Sunday's AFC Championship game. The Patriots beat the Indianapolis Colts 45-7 in that game and advanced to the Super Bowl. Belichick spoke at a news conference today. New England quarterback Tom Brady talked to the media as well. Meanwhile, the NFL is not talking. And joining me with the latest is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, Bill Belichick met with reporters today for about 10 minutes. I believe it may have been the most we've ever heard him say. So what did he say?
A lot. And it was striking for that reason, Robert, as you point out. You know, most were expecting Belichick to clam up, like he does, defer everything to the league, only talk about the upcoming Super Bowl. But in fact, he went on and on about an 8-minute statement in which he talked in detail about what he didn't know. He said he had no explanation for the reports that say 11 of the 12 footballs New England prepared for the Indianapolis game were underinflated. Here he is.
I could tell you that in my entire coaching career, I have never talked to any player, staff member about football air pressure. To me, the footballs are approved by the league and game officials pregame, and we play with what's out there. And that's the only way that I have ever thought about that.
Okay, that's Patriots coach Bill Belichick. We also heard from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, the man who presumably would benefit directly from an underinflated football because it's easier to grip and throw. What did Tom Brady say today?
He had no statement, just questions and answers, and a lot of questions. Brady said he did not alter the balls in any way. He said he picks the balls he wants to use pregame, and then really doesn't think anything more about them, including whether they are underinflated or overinflated. He said he didn't notice any difference in the balls Sunday from the first half to the second. Reportedly, the underinflated balls were discovered at halftime and then swapped out for properly inflated balls in the second half. And Brady was asked point blank if he cheated, and here's what he said.
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules. You know, I believe in fair play, and I respect the league and, you know, everything that they're doing to try to create a very competitive playing field for all the NFL teams.
Robert, interestingly, some former players said after Brady's comments that they didn't believe him. They thought he was dismissing the whole situation too easily and that he should know the difference in the feel of an overinflated and underinflated ball. So the principal Patriots have spoken. They know nothing. Now we have to wait and see what the NFL finds out in its investigation.
And we should note in the second half with the properly inflated balls, he threw it pretty well.
12 for 14 for 131 yards and two touchdowns. That's pretty good.
Okay, so we've heard from the Patriots. Anything from the Indianapolis Colts?
We have gotten some comments. My favorite tweet, Robert, was from Indianapolis tight end Dwayne Allen, who said, "Not a story. They could have played with soap for balls and beat us. Simply the better team." Now, of course, despite what Allen says, it is a story, certainly for sports reporters and for many fans who are having a great time debating this, filling the downtime before the Super Bowl on February 1st. On the fringe of the debate, some, in fact, are saying the Patriots should be disqualified from the Super Bowl. And responding to that suggestion, Indy punter Pat McAfee tweeted this: "If New England was to be disqualified, we'd be their replacements, right? I should probably lay off these strawberry margaritas." We'll let that be the last word.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.